Morning, everyone. Turn to Matthew 6, verse 25. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you not are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry. Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I heard a story one time about a Chinese farmer, and one day his horse ran away. He had one horse, and everybody in the town came over and said, oh, that's terrible. And he said, well, maybe. And the next day, seven wild horses came. And everybody in the town came over and said, oh, that's great. And he said, well, maybe. And the next day, his son took one of those wild horses out to the field to try to work with it. And the horse acted up and broke his son's leg. And everybody in the town came over and said, oh, that's horrible. And he said, well, maybe. And the day after that, government officials come by and they were drafting young men into the army. And they passed by his son because he had a broken leg. And everybody in the town came over and said, well, that's great. And he said, well, maybe. And the point of that is we don't know God's plan. And we get so worried when every little thing goes wrong or doesn't go how we want it to go. And we don't know how things are supposed to go. And so, you know, it's, for me anyways, I get anxious and worried about things going on or not going on or things not happening at the speed I think they need to. And you know, I just need, personally, I just need to step back and not be so worried about things and know that God has a plan and just be willing to trust God's plan and know that I don't have to worry about the end product if kind of like Arthur said, if I do the best I can with what I know every day, you know, over time, you know, I'll have the highest wall or the longest path or whatever that may be, you know, but sometimes we get so worried about the end product that we forget to do the right things in the process. And I think you know, whatever it is you do in life, if you want to be a sweet streeper, you should be the best sweet streeper there is. If you want to wash cars, you'd be the best car washer there is. I think we should take a personal level of pride in everything we do. And be the best we are, because I believe we owe that to everyone that looks up to us, and we owe that to everyone we've looked up to, just to be the best we are at everything we do, regardless of what we're doing. And the rest will all work out in the end. So that's about all I had. I just wanted to more encourage myself just to Don't be so anxious about things and just be the very best I can at everything I'm doing, and it'll all work out how God wants it to work out. Anybody have any prayer requests? Okay. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, and we just want to thank you for allowing us to gather here, and just thank you for all your many blessings you give us every day. Lord, I ask that be with Karen, Lord, as she battles cancer. Just be with her and bless her and lay your hand upon her, Lord. Lord, I ask that you give us ears to hear your word this morning, and just help us to serve you in a way that would be pleasing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.